O'Connor Chiropractic Family Wellness Centre on Stray FM's Family Show.
So it isn't long then until the festive time. Well, to be fair, we're already partly into it, but of course, Christmas Day, not too far away. And I'm here speaking to Dr. Jason O'Connor at O'Connor Chiropractic. Hello.
Hi, Beth.
Are you a fan of Christmas? Do you like Christmas time?
Oh, I love Christmas, and I've got a five-year-old, so yeah, you can't get away from it.
Yeah, yeah, that's a brilliant Christmas morning when you've got little children. But today we're talking about the potential implications of the festive period. What implications are we talking about today?
Well, I think probably health-wise, December, January is probably the worst months of the year. This is where we see, you know, people get the most illnesses, get run down, and get quite ill.
And why is that? I automatically think, oh, it's the cold weather.
Yeah, I think people believe different things about the weather. People actually think there's more colds and viruses. There's absolutely the same amount of bacteria and viruses in December as there is in June. The difference is we're much more fatigued, much more susceptible to contracting these illnesses. We're more run down, basically.
And why is that? What are we doing differently in December than what we will be doing in June?
Well, I don't know if you've done all your Christmas shopping yet, but I think everyone's running around like headless chickens. So I think stress levels are much more higher, and people are trying to pack more and more into an already busy lifestyle. So I think the stress is a huge, huge factor. I also think we get less sleep. Got our Christmas party the weekend, so I think Christmas party time. Also, diet's a lot worse, more and more sugar. The combinations of the stress, less sleep, worse diet is a perfect breeding ground to contract these colds and viruses. And also, we have a lot less sunlight. So that's huge for things like vitamin D as well.
So I'm guessing from everything I've learned about O'Connor Chiropractic, the answer isn't going to be let's sort the problem out once it's happened. Is it more of a prevention is the way forward?
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel, you know, they start to get a cold, they start to feel ill, and they feel bad, and they think, well, I haven't got time for this. They'll take drugs, they'll take Lemsip, you know, Beecham's, you know, paracetamol. And a lot of times they're making things worse because things like a temperature, that's, you know, when your body's temperature, core temperature goes up, that's your body fighting back. You know, it's trying to kill those bacteria and viruses, and that's why your temperature goes up. And we take drugs because we feel uncomfortable to lower that, which actually prolongs the illness. Yeah. So it's actually being good to your body. One of the things we also recommend is, say, vitamin D is really low because we get vitamin D mainly from sunlight, and you can see there's not much sun at the moment.
Mm-hmm. And also, even when there is, we're inside staying warm.
Exactly, and you need to absorb it through your torso, so I don't think there's many people going around with a torso out this time of year. So you can't absorb it through through your face and your hands. So,
I never knew that.
Yeah, so that's why we recommend, something we do in the clinic is a vitamin D supplement. We do an oral one, you spray underneath your tongue, so it absorbs really well. So that's a really good way of counteracting coughs and viruses, and it's, the research has shown it's more effective than having things like the flu jab as well.
So what would your top tips be then? I'm presuming it's not get your kit off outside in December.
No. I mean, we've got to stay active, though. This is the big thing, is like you say, we stay inside more sugary drinks. And, you know, that saying, you are what you eat. And that's why we feel like a pudding probably in January. And one of the things is like mince pies, for instance, just using that as an example. To burn off the calories in the mince pie, you're going to have to run 5 miles. A pint of beer, you know, that's equivalent to the calories of a Big Mac. So people going out for their, you know, Christmas parties and stuff, and maybe have eight pints of beer, you won't sit there and eat 8 Big Macs.
Yeah.
So you're gonna, you know, eat all the wrong things, put on weight, less sleep. So we've got to work on those. I mean, obviously we want to, I don't want to be a Scrooge and a party pooper, but, you know, enjoy yourself, but just have your limits, because we all want to stay healthy, and if you're not healthy, you can't enjoy everything fully, and we want to start the new year well. So yeah, certainly taking things in moderation, try and keep the alcohol consumption down, drinking more water, getting your sleep, still getting your exercise. I mean, once you're wrapped up warm and you're out moving, we've got, you know, Valley Gardens, the Stray, and you know, I was out with my dog around, even though it was frosty and icy, had a brisk walk around there, just get the heart rate up. That's another way of combating coughs and viruses and illnesses. Another thing is probiotics. They're great at building up your immune system as well.
So probiotics, are they the little yoghurty drinks that you can have?
A lot of people say that there's very little good probiotics in the little yoghurty drinks. Oh. It's more of a, like a marketing gimmick. So, you know, get a decent probiotic. Again, we do one in a clinic called BioCult. I think you can get that online as well. That's a good quality, strong probiotic, which just builds up that good bacteria in your gut, what we call symbiotic bacteria. And that makes up nearly 80% of your immune system. So if you've had antibiotics, that kind of kills the bad bacteria, it wipes all the good bacteria. So that's why it's important to replace that good bacteria. And probiotics is one of the best ways of doing that.
So if people want to discuss this further then, with O'Connor Chiropractic, often people think it's bad backs and bad joints, but there's a whole variety of different things that people can come and talk to you about.
Yeah, definitely. We look at someone's overall health and vitality, you know, mental, emotional stress. That's a big thing this time of year because a lot of people feel isolated, lonely. So that can build up as well. The physical stress, obviously, as a chiropractor, people look about the health of their alignment, their spine, the posture. And also we're all trained in like nutritional advice. So we look at you holistically, not just looking at the symptoms, but looking at the root cause and getting them to the bottom of that for you.
So you have a clinic in Harrogate, you have a clinic in Ilkley. How's the best way to get in touch?
Yeah, go online, o'connorchiro.co.uk, or you can email us there at info@o'connorchiro.co.uk, and you can call us on Harrogate 200020, or in Ilkley that's 01943 600 948.
Fantastic. Dr. Jason O'Connor, thank you very much, and a Merry Christmas.
And a Merry Christmas to you, Beth.
O'Connor Chiropractic Family Wellness Centre on Stray FM's Family Show.